listen to that peace and quiet, if that's possible. We're in the Beryl Lecture Theatre. I've never been in here when it's empty. We've just grabbed this space because I wanted to talk to this lady here.
Hello, I'm Liz Manning, and I'm Head of Services for Younger Students at the OU, which is involves the support of our students from 25 downwards. Most discrete groups from school leavers, increasing numbers of those, and I'm particularly interested in quite a large number now that we have studying while they're at school.
It's fascinating because, you know, when you say 25 and downwards, you know, some people might be in the old mindset thinking it's 35 and upwards that are doing Open University, surely.
Well, not anymore. No, I think it's now about a quarter of our new students are under 25, which is a big shift from the old days.
Is this because people aren't finding the time or really need to be earning money while they're studying or can't get into universities that they wanted to?
I think there's a whole range of reasons, actually. In the news at the moment, it's all about the oversubscription to universities generally. Prestigious universities find it difficult to differentiate between high flyers. There's going to be X thousand students who don't get a place this year. There's still many thousand from last year who haven't got a place. So people are looking for alternative ways. But I think the OU is now is not looked as a sort of second best. It's you know, it's a viable alternative. And
especially when you hear about people going, it's not as easy as you think. It's actually very hard and very thorough. I hear more and more people saying that, and I think the workplaces are starting to realise that as well, that this isn't an easy ride. This, if anything, requires more discipline.
I think, I'm not sure that they've started to realise it. I think employers are pretty clued up as to what OU graduates can offer. And certainly when I meet young students, and I work with students in schools as well, and I always say to them, look, I'm going to try and put you off this. Because how are you going to manage to find the time?
I was going to say, I mean, they've got to play as well. I mean, we're talking sometimes young kids here, I guess, who have their schoolwork, the whole curriculum laid out. Oh, I'll just do a bit of university work on the side.
I'm amazed how they do it, because it's not just the university curriculum. Some of them have got jobs, Saturday jobs, and they have caring responsibilities, some of them. So for people, sometimes they say, well, you know, are these mature enough to study at a distance at such a young age? The answer is, well, clearly, yes, they do. Because when they're in school and studying through the YAS scheme, the Young Applicants in Schools scheme, they're studying alongside their school curriculum, and they find the time, and the pass rate is above other students coming in on those courses.
It's interesting as well, because you hear about high-achieving youngsters, and there's always been that cheesy documentary on TV where you see the parents standing behind with a large stick. Mm. I don't think that's possible in something like an Open University course. You've really got to be keen and passionate in what you're doing to get through this. I think I'd be fascinated to see and speak to a 16, 17-year-old who, instead of coming out with, you know, a couple of GCSEs, has a few GCSEs and a degree.
Indeed, and they really enjoy the experience. It's we've done some evaluation looking at the experience of both the students and the schools, and it's uniformly positive. For the teachers, it means that they're stretching these bright youngsters when otherwise there wouldn't be so many opportunities.
Is this national only, or are you taking young students internationally?
At the moment, it's UK-wide across the four nations. We have had a bit of interest from schools on the continent. Actually, we do have a handful of exceptionally gifted individual youngsters of sort of 14, 15. But we have a special admissions policy for them, and we want to make sure it's right for them.
Can you tell me, off the top of your head now, putting you on the spot, what kind of courses are these young kids taking?
Well, actually, it's not a difficult answer, actually. the science short courses are incredibly popular with them. And most of them, the short courses are clearly fit in with school curriculum for our under-18s. And science ones are sort of cool, and they love them. Those that are wanting to do a complete degree tend to do 30 and 60 point courses, in which case there's quite a wide variety. Maths is popular.
Maths is popular. Never thought I'd hear anybody say that. I was put up in the advanced maths at school and ended up going on to do pure maths part of a university course, and I wanted to finish existence. It was really, really hard.
I'm sure that's certainly, I'm not a mathematician myself, so I can understand that, yes. Yeah,
yeah, these kids are going even more up in my respect levels now. So I'm interested to know, will this mean you'll be tailor-making, because I'm guessing they're doing existing courses that are out there right now. Will you be tailor-making courses for young people in the future, or is there no need?
I don't think there's any need. I mean, well, there's no need in sense of academic ability.
It almost sounds like I'm saying, will you be dumbing it down? Yeah. Well, no, if these are gifted now, push on.
Yeah, they're treated the same as any adult. Mm. Now, one of the issues for the university is, if we're wanting to attract more school leavers, whether the curriculum is attractive to them, whether we're offering the right courses. Mm. But young students are just one of a whole range of different potential audiences that we're looking at and as part of the curriculum strategy. But at the moment, there's no need to do anything different, I think.
Now, would you put your kids through this kind of education? That sounds like torture. Would you introduce your children to this kind of way of learning in addition to schooling?
In theory, yes. In practice, my kids that are now grown up have grown up with the Open University. They've gone with me to student meetings when they were aged 4 and 5 and helped sweep up the floor. They have a very
jaunty... That's illegal, isn't it?
They have quite a jaundiced view of the Open University, but obviously respect it. So, yes, I mean, the answer is yeah. Yes.
In theory. Obviously, it's their own decision.
It has to be their own decision. Yeah. It's no good if they don't want to do it. Mm. They shouldn't be under any pressure to take this if they don't want to.
Have you studied yourself?
I have.
What have you done?
I've tried maths.
You've tried maths. That's why we've got this similar understanding of it, I think.
Yes, I've done maths. I did a part of an MBA and also financial management course.
The ones I probably wouldn't be ticking the boxes off. At the moment, I spoke to a Linux programmer, and I'm actually quite interested in the Linux course because I didn't realise how geeky you could get.
Oh, right. Yes, well, I don't think I'm ever going to be a geek for the right or wrong reasons. So.
Well, I think you're doing a wonderful job right now. No need to strive towards geekdom.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you very much.